Zvik is there. And who else is there? What? Ah, you're there, Alex. Okay. Good. So we're starting. What I'm going to do is I wanted to go through his Pirush on, the Rama's Pirush on Pirkei Avos has some pieces. He has many pieces that are just kind of really biurim of the Mishnah and sort of small, like local Pirushim. But he has a whole bunch of things that are very, very hush and very important. And I try to select those. The ones that you have there now, I took off. I just push it. I just printed off so that you would have them at least. I'm going to try to get. There is a very nice one that Shalat put out, a nice edition of it. It's not in print. I'm going to try to get it. It's on Eitz HaChachma. I'm going to use it now, and I will try to get it off and forward that to you so you can have it. It's done very, very nicely and so on. So let's start. The first piece that I felt was important was Mishneh Gimel, Perek Aleph Mishneh Gimel. And that's Antignus Yishsoichu Kumashim Natsadik. And he said, Al Tiyu Kavod HaMashamshim Esarav Amnas Ekabel Pras. Al Kavod HaMashamshim Esarav Shaloy Amnas Shaloy Ekabel Pras. So the first thing the Rambam explains, Kedarko, is the Pshat. Pras Yikore Gmul HaShigmul HaOdom Yishenach HaYav LeBedin. Pras means a gratuity. It's something I don't owe you, like a tip. But, you know, it's nice to get it. Elias is al derech ha-chesed v'atava. K'moshayim ala avdoi or l'bnei ha-kotin ala ishto. If somebody tells a kid or an eved or his isha, you know, could you do this and this for me? V'aseika fe'etin l'chadino ishtayim. I'll give you something. V'zeo evdo me'pras b'schar. K'aschar chayovim boi bedin. So that's just explaining the difference in the words, and it's sort of telling you, even Shalom Zekabla Pras. In other words, you certainly can't walk around with expectation HaKadosh Baruch Hu owes you something. And secondly, you cannot, you know, and not even a little gratuity. Ve'om hazeh chosid, she'atem lo itavdu es Hashem al tnai. You should not be over Hashem thinking that He's going to do you good. And to hope for gmul. So the Rambam calls avodah me'ahava avodah lishma, meaning. Let's explain. Just lishma means that lishma always means I want to do something. In other words, the word ahava must be the tchuna I use for lishma. Let's apply it a little bit. He's not talking about this here, but I think it's important to speak it over because people have this problem all the time. If I see somebody building cabinets, you know, furniture, so I can ask the person, why are you building it? So he could say, because I work for my boss and he told me I have to do it. My father told me I have to do it. I'm in the army and I was told I have to do it. A person can say, because I can sell them and make a lot of money. A person can say, because I'm very good at it and I hope to win a great prize and become world famous. Or a person can say, because I really like making cabinets. I just like it. And that's called lishma. Lishma means that the reason I'm doing it speaks to the essence of the thing itself. I must have given the mashal last time. If a person, let's say, is dating a woman and he and she asks him what he like about me, and do you like me? He says, I love you, and she says, that's wonderful. Why? And he says, because you have a lot of money, and I like money really a lot. So the person is telling the truth. but the young woman might be a little bit upset because she doesn't see her metzias as being a money bag. So the person doesn't want her, but he wants the purse that's hanging onto her shoulder. So that's one shelo lishma. Next one might be, a person might say, I find you very attractive. Now, for a woman that's who she is, her physical looks, she would be thrilled with that. And it's okay, that's fantastic. And that's called lishma, because that's what she is. That's all she is, and if that's what he wants. But someone else who's a little bit more refined would be upset that as well. I mean, that's only my skin, that's not me. A third person might say, I like the fact that you're so witty. And some people might find that, well, that's me, I've got personality, that's who I am. And someone else might be offended and say, yeah, I'm witty, but there's more to me. And the lishma is going to be, did I get to the core of it or not? So when a person does mitzvah lishma, means he has an ava and a tshuka for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or as the mitzvah of the mitzvah, or for the mitzvah itself, the ketusha, the tara, it has to mean that the motive of the person, lishma means the motive of the person is for that which is the item itself, the mitzvah itself, and so on. So the Rambam calls it ava. Ve'im ze leptor min ha'yira. Yira always means, in the Rambam's lashon here, yira is what we would call yiras ha'onesh. It's something which is a fear of the consequence of not doing it. So it could be either being punished for not doing it or not having money. It doesn't make a difference. So Rambam says, despite the fact that one is meant to be that one is meant to be Oivid Me'ava, the Torah did not part you from Yira, which is the lower form. V'oma v'mim yoischem Oivid Me'ava al tanicha Yira lagamri. V'imoyer shamayim aleichem. The person, and the reason is very simple. A person cannot trust himself that he will always do it lishma. If we ask ourselves, we're honest people, why are we honest? So I think we would like to feel that we have great values and ideals, but it's also, we ensure it by making sure X, Y, or Z is there to keep us honest. We have somebody look over the books. We have somebody check this. We have police, jails, whatever. A person, you know, yichud is aser. So even though we would like to think that we are doing mitzvahs because we recognize kedusha for being so important and valuable and so on, a person also needs to have yira. You cannot depend on just ava. And therefore he says, v'omer es Hashem lakecha tira. Avoid me ava, avoid me yira. You need to do both. The amru ha'ohev le'achmetz mitzvah. Chazal also said they gave us a certain hagdara, which is, I guess, in the Yerushalmi, the difference. Avoid me ava, avoid me yira. The amru ha'ohev le'achmetz mitzvah. Someone's an oyev will not fail to do a mitzvah, vayori lo yaval azhara. And someone who is a yori will never be oivan an azhara. Meaning, the mitzvah of ava keeps a person more strongly focused on doing what's right. Keeping, you know, making kiddush, davening, putting on talis and tefillin, that tends to come from ava. Yira is good for staying away from bad things. And the psychology of a person is like that. I can't, it's just like you can't, the only way you can get, let's say, a kid to keep going to school, to keep learning, to keep doing something, is only if there's a real interest in it. Because at the end of the day, threats and punishments and outside rewards are not going to really keep you there forever. On the other hand, staying away from something tempting, yes, we have ideals and values and we really believe in it. At the end of the day, it's best done when the person is moves away, when the person has a stick over him also. And then he adds, ubiyichud b'mitzvah sashimiyos. It certainly is going to make a difference in mitzvahs that are chok, what we would call choka, called shimyos. Shimyos is like discipline or enforced, because at the end of the day, it's hard to find ahava for things that are completely not the seichel. And for those, yira is an important component. So both ahava and yira, so the ikar avod is me'ava, which is what we would call ishma. It's a desire to do whatever mitzvah it is. And the idach gisa, there's the need to buttress it with yira, because of losa says yira plays a prominent role, and mitzvah hashemiyus. Now he says, "V'hoyo lezeh achocham shnei talmidim, shem echad tzadok v'shem shnei baisus, shem achad baisus." He had, Antigonus Yisrocha had two talmidim. One was called tzadok, one was called baisus. V'heyos shelo yochlu lekabetz kehilos v'ashim en emuna. They couldn't get people together. With this emuna, with the emuna they had, I'm sorry. Kizoyis emuna ro tafrenik batzim, kozikatzim fadim. Holcho ach imus hadavash le yochul ach sivay sal hamoin. Velu hotzioyis emipiemoin erogim sein lemenus chatera. Vetzia kol echad men belief siyosu shumaimimus chatera bechol kal kabbala shikabal b'techayna. So Rambam here has a fascinating insight into Tzadok and Baisus. You know, Tzadok and Baisus were arguing on Torah Shebal Peh. So the Rambam says, really, they were Apikorsim. They didn't believe in anything. But they knew that if they would come and tell people, Avosai, we think the Torah is never given Sinai, they would be strung up from a tall lamppost. So what they did was they sold an emuna that would work. They said something that they could get people to believe. Nobody would want the Torah desecrated. So what they did was they went around and about. It's one of those items that, you know, if you look back in history, like in Askola and so on, a lot of the people who claim that they want to keep what's there but add something to it, give it a little bit of a different tweak, a twist, and so on, some of them may have been sincere. A lot of them, it was just because that would be the only thing that people would buy into. So people would buy into the idea that we're basically, you know, keeping everything, but we're just adding a twist to it. That was so they were kofrim to start with. They didn't believe in anything. They said this whole thing doesn't make sense. If there's no schar v'onish, then what's the whole point of it? And because the Rambam really is bothered by a question. If they didn't like the schar and onish bit, so why didn't they dump the whole Torah? I mean, if they believed that Torah has no, you know, that there is no schar and onesh, then drop the whole package. What is the chaluk of Torah shebiksavos Torah shebalpeh have anything to do with anything? So he said it was a smart PR move. They said if they would have told people, Rabbi say, we think the whole Torah is not true, they would not have an audience, and they might have an audience to stone them. So each one said that, you know what, I believe in the Torah the way it's written, but I don't believe in the Mesorah, and it was messed up. You know, he said that Lemaisa. He said, okay, we'll get to all Rabbanans. That will definitely relieve a big part of Torah. V'yisrachev lem gamkein ha-pesach le-perush. And then what they also succeed in doing is opening up a wide door for their own explanations. Once you can explain however you want to explain it, you can do whatever you want with it. They don't believe in anything. So fine, they'll now have their own take on Torah. So they looked for something that would fit a bunch of people. From that point onwards, all of these kitos have multiplied, and kilos aminim shekor baratz hazotzei leMitzrayim koroyim. Now he says, so the koroyim didn't come directly from the tzedukim. Koroyim was a much later phenomenon, the tkufas hagoyim, and there's a clear historical background to them. But lemaisa, he said, the idea of having these kitos was something that happened then. Ushmometz rachamim tzedukim by susim. They began to undermine the Messiahs, which means Tarjah Bapeh. So this is something that, first of all, it's become ever since then the hallmark of all these movements. Even in our times and in times before and so on, the people who want to, break away a bit or a lot from Shmiras Mitzvahs and Dikduka Mitzvahs, they run to Tanakh. They put the Iker Dagish on learning Tanakh and saying your own Pirushim in Tanakh, because by not having to be subservient to any type of Torah Shebaal Peh, Torah Shebaal Ksav can mean anything you want it to mean. It's a written word in general needs interpretation. It's just like the Supreme Court interprets laws this way, that way, the other way, however they want to interpret it, and because that's the nature of it. And nothing written is final until you haven't interpreted it. Secondly, You also put in, the Torah itself is written in a way that it's incomplete. It says to keep the Shabbos holy, you can keep it any way you want. So Torah Shebiksav is not a complete work, because there's nothing in it that's mechayev anything. Anything can mean anything you want. Everyone keeps the Shabbos as he sees fit to keep. So fine. So basically, you said nothing, and so on. And it's interesting, the movements. There was, there's complaints that the people on the right, they take Midrashim literally, and they don't learn Midrashim, they don't learn Pshat, and so on and so forth. And there is a point to it. Yes, there is a point that a person needs to understand the Pshat. And the Oimek and the Mesiris and the Chazal, a person needs to properly compartmentalize the different parts of Torah. I do feel that that's a valid criticism. However, the flip side of it is, I remember I once read, when I came here, I was reading, this is 20 years ago, I was reading, someone gave me a whole dialogue back and forth between two Rabbanim of the modern world, discussing some parasha in Torah. And I was reading it, and I was saying, it's amazing. Not a single Chazal, not a single Rishon. It's like, so, what do you think Avram's motive was? And can we put ourselves in our shoes and think of how he acted, and this, and that, the other thing? So, even though technically, it's not halacha, so you can pretty much say a lot, but the mahalach is a mahalach where Torah is Torah Shebiksav, what's written in the Sefer, and Torah Shebaal Peh is a drag, kind of. Okay, so when it comes to halacha, we've got no choice but to go through the du halachic process. But tachlis, it's something that is it's something that basically destroys any semblance of the Torah imposing anything on you. It's very easy to. There was a discussion. There was a discussion in we had a Cloud Perspective Shabbos in Baltimore a few months ago, and someone asked, how come open orthodoxy is so matzliach and getting so many people and so many killers, and we're not doing that, and so on and so forth. So Moshe Bain said a very good answer. I'm a little bit paraphrasing the Marshall, but it's the point they made. He said, imagine a company has two salesmen, and one of them is a very aggressive salesman, really bulldoze pushes hard, and he gets, let's say, 10 customers a week. The other guy, who seems to be much easier going, gets 25 customers a week. And they ask him, how do you do it? He says, it's very simple. You know, when I offer my product, the guy says, I'll take it for X amount of money. I say, okay. I agree to whatever price and conditions he sets. So, yeah, that's very easy to get customers that way. In other words, you're selling a product that you've made. Okay, Rabbi Yisai, you'd like to do X, Y, and Z. You'd like to have the women lay in the shul. Okay, we believe women can lay in the shul. So it's not a chiddush. It's not as if there was an equal fight here. One of them gears itself. It sets up its the shittas and the days they have are shittas and days that people like. I mean that's the fact. It's not what the Rama passes, not what Rama passes. Not this. It's what will go well in the public. Then we'll find the place that does it. So that's not a chachma. Al kaponim. So Rama is telling us that this was the tactic. There's a point also Rama makes at the end here. He says, the first exuding from Hashem lechol adam ibli yisham alachacham klal benigad l'armi yisal l'piyat Torah loisasa. You cannot honestly believe in Torah shebiksav without believing Torah shebalpeh. There's a big parsha related a week and a half ago, Parsha Shoftim, that says if you don't know pshat, you go to the Sanhedrin, you go to Bezna Gadol, that sits in the Lishkan Gadol, you ask them, they tell you, and if anybody does differently than they've told you, they get killed. That means Torah is not open to personal explanation. And the Bezna has some sort of way in ascertaining it. It's not just that they flip a coin and say, we feel like this. It's they're done on something, and like the Rambam says, if you look at the pasuk carefully, there are like three different areas. There's an area of Mesoras, what they got. There's an area for what they were done with Yud Gimel Midas, and there's an area of Takanas. So all those areas are things that are that they're the ones that are entitled. It's sort of pasuk says so. And that's the point. Okay, let's see another piece. I think the next piece is Aseh Lecha Rav, maybe? Or what was the... what do you have on the... Let me see. Aseh Lecha Rav, okay. Yeah, okay, so let me... Yeah, so let me... Nitar Bailey. Okay, yeah, here it is. I put it on this. What is it? Vav, yeah? Which Mishnah Vav? Okay. Yeah. Why is this? One second, I have Mishnah Hay. It skips a page here. So I'm gonna go. Yeah, I'm okay. There's something. Okay, this is out of whack here. So I'm going to look it up by the sheets that I give. I have it somewhere also. Okay. Here. Mishnah Vav. Yeshua Mpach Nidah Bar Kimei. Yeshua Mpach Ha'im Aseh Lecha Rav Kana Lecha Chava Vavadonis Kolom Kav Tzchus. Aseh Lecha Rav. Ratzo Leima Afilu Leia Roi Elias Lecha Lerav Avos Simois Lecha Rav Atche Tedam Bo Shumalamid V'yale Bavor Zeh Limur HaChachma ki ein limud adam me'atzma ki limud zilosai. Shehalimud me'atzma toivu, aval limudai mizulas is kayim beyodo yoise. Vo yoise mevua faloye kamoye bechachma olamati menu. V'chein biur pirsas ha-mitzvah. So he says, a very fascinating chiddush over here, that a person needs to make a rav. He says, even if he's not so much above the person in terms of chachma and so on, so he says, whatever person learns from someone else has a bigger kiyum and so on. He doesn't explain why or what or when. Let's explore one possibility, because the problem is that we run into the issue of Knei L'Chachava. So the Rambam says in Knei L'Chachava, you know, my problem is that if the person you're learning Torah from is sort of your equal, so what's the difference between Knei L'Chachava and Knei L'Chachava? So Lemaisa, the Rambam here speaks about Yiskayim B'yoda Yoisa. And he says over here, V'yoisa mevor, afilo yikomoy b'chachma lamata himenu. So the way it sounds over here is that he's talking about chavrusa. I'm trying to make sense of this, of the Pshat Rambam here. It could be one of two things. It could either be that I am learning from the other person something I don't know. So even if the other person is less than me in the general picture, but in this specific area he knows and I can learn from him, that could be one meaning of the Rambam. But I think more he's talking about sort of a chavrusa of sorts. When you're learning yourself, anything that you think yourself, it doesn't stick as much as when you hear something. So when you're learning chavrusa, let's say, and the other person says something, those words have a certain clarity to you, a certain, they're a lot more solid than your thoughts that are floating in your mind. So there's the maila of, and the reason why he's calling it a seila charav, even though to us it sounds like chavrusa, what he means to say is that you're taking somebody who is acting in the realm of chachma, in the realm of teaching, he's teaching to you in the sense of him being the person who's saying the Gemara, who's saying the Svar, whatever it is, that's teaching it to you. So the Rambam is ascribing it. So it's a fascinating chiddush. The Rambam is saying, "Aseil Chorav" does not mean a Rebbe that you learn from teaches you paskas, anything like that. The Aseil Chorav that we're talking about over here is somebody who is giving you he's giving you over Torah. In other words, in Torah there is a chelik that a person hears from. And there's a chelik that a person to zaduch himself. There's always a mile in here in Torah from, and you know, a lot, and it could be kapshutoi, that when you hear something, it's much more clear. When a person's thinking, we usually tend not to think in clear words. We have a general sense of something. It's muddled or whatever it is. Somebody else hear it clear. I guess that would be okay, I'm gonna have to hold it here. I'm in a bit of a rush, so we're holding here in the middle of Vav, and what I'm going to try to do is on my Oitzah Chachma, I can't download them. I look up the Oitzah Chachma in the Whatchamacallit. I don't have that, but what I'm going to try to do is I'll try to take it off the Oitzah Chachma and send it to everybody. That way you'll have it's a very nice. It's really much nicer. Okay. Take care, all the best, bye, cultivate.